This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Today we're going to talk about a single mom, Sarah Allen, and her son, Aiden. Aiden contracted a congenital cytomegalovirus infection while he was in the womb, which led to a lot of medical problems that he's dealing with today. Andy, can you tell us a little bit more about what these medical conditions are that Aiden lives with?
Aiden is 3 years old now, Victoria, and he has several health conditions going on at once. He has epilepsy. He has cerebral palsy. He has obstructive sleep apnea. He also has other situations going on, such as he gets fed through a tube for 22 hours a day. He is mobile only through a wheelchair. Aiden can't sit up. He's by himself. He's nonverbal. So Sarah has plenty to do in terms of just caring for her son just on an hour-by-hour and really minute-by-minute basis.
Right. And because of all of these medical conditions that Aiden has, it's really hard for her to keep a full-time job. And so she has to rely on Medicaid to help with both his medical care and expenses. So can you tell us more about what that looks like?
Sarah and Aiden are living essentially on Social Security income received by Aiden under his disability coverage, and she also gets a little bit of child support from her ex-husband. Medicaid covers Aiden in terms of his health care treatments, his visits to the doctor. He's had multiple hospitalizations, like 18, when he has a seizure and an infection. So Medicaid covers all that. But one thing that the family is struggling over is the number of hours that Aiden can get a nurse paid for by Medicaid in the home to help with the caregiving, because the caregiving is a 24-hour-a-day job for Sarah, his mother. And there's been a conflict over how many hours of nursing care that Aiden can get in his home. I mean, Sarah has battled with the state and the Medicaid program over just how many hours he's allowed. Now it's like 28 hours a week. Doctors have prescribed additional hours, but at the same time, or in the past, the state has tried to reduce the 28 hours. So there's going to be a hearing coming up, but this is very important for her so that she can get help, because he's a growing boy. He's almost 40 pounds now.
Right. So there's a lot that's still unknown about healthcare and the future of healthcare. But do you think, Sarah, other families like her should be worried about Medicaid cuts?
Well, I think they, among other people with disabilities and medical providers, are all looking to Washington with a little bit of trepidation, because if there are substantial Medicaid cuts with legislation that's passed in Congress, yeah, there's a real chance that services will get cut or eligibility will get cut. Medicaid is an extremely important program, covers way more than 50 million. I think it's up to 70 million now. And it's a vital program for not only children, but people with disabilities and for people who are in nursing homes, both in our state and across the country.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks for talking with me.
Glad to do it, Victoria.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. You can listen to this episode and past episodes on our website at WUGA.org. Any opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA FM.